And welcome to the first ever episode of Absolute Cuts, a brand new film podcast with me, Mark Nelson, and Ryan Cullen.
I'll never get sick of saying Absolute Cuts.
Absolute Cuts, I know. It's technically not our first episode, because we recorded a brief one to see if we could be in a room together for an hour.
How did that go?
It was all right.
It was actually all right.
I mean, it was 2 months ago and we've not recorded fuck all since, so it's... Yeah, it's not too bad. So the idea behind the podcast is we're going to, because we're both film fans, we're going to do a film every week. We're going to pick a film. Now, there's basic ground rules that Ryan has already... The basic ground rule that I had, the idea that I had was that we were going to go to a charity shop.
Yeah.
Any charity shop, and you had to find a DVD for £1.
Yeah.
And then we'd talk about that DVD, because that was the challenge. So it meant you couldn't just go through all the DVDs you own and go, oh, I really like that film.
Yeah.
The challenge was you had to find a film, so we were talking about different kind of films. So that was the first rule. The other rule that I've not told you about either, that I came up with on the way over
here, okay,
is that we're not allowed to do... So if we do a film from like a franchise or stuff, you would have to have done
the first
the
one.
The previous one.
Yeah, okay.
We have to at least have done... So if we couldn't do Terminator 2... we'd done Terminator.
Perfect.
But at the same time, we couldn't do Thor Ragnarok until we'd done Iron Man 2 Thor Ragnarok.
Do you know, you told me about the thing. I went to a charity shop and there was no DVD
to buy all
two
your
of them.
Clothes.
I ended up, yeah, I got a sailor hat.
Fuck off.
I got a sailor hat, if that counts for anything.
Why?
Because it was cheap and it looked fun.
Are you joining the village people?
Yeah, it really does look like a proper village people thing. But then I was like, right, I was going to cheat then and do like, get like one out of, I have to find a place that will sell them. I know where we could go now. I've got.
You have to find a charity shop that sells DVDs.
They don't sell them anymore.
Fucking charity
I could do
shop.
Online charity shops. I could have cheated and brought one in from my own collection, like you said, but I was like, that's cowardly.
I didn't even know there was online charity shops.
You can, yeah,
it's on eBay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose that counts as technically. But...
I mean, I'll allow eBay.
Well, I got
if it's a pound, it has to be a pound, though.
Yeah, it has to be a pound.
No
right?
more, no, no, yeah. It can't be less. I was gonna say, no more, no less.
99
it can't, cents. It can't be more, it has to be at least a pound,
right? Yeah, okay. I'll tell you later what my one is, and I'll tell you where I got it and how I got it.
Okay. Cool. So, first week, it's my choice, and I have picked Blade.
It's a strong start.
It's a strong start. 1998.
I actually thought it was earlier. Not when I watched it, like, but...
Really?
You know, for some reason in my head, I had early 90s.
What age were you?
8.
You're 8?
Yeah.
I was 17 when it came
out. Oh, yes.
I remember watching it. I remember watching it at school, and then...
What do you mean at school?
Not at school. High school. I still got
high
school.
Oh, when you were in high school, I thought you meant the teacher put it on.
Wheeled in a projector with fucking Blade on it. Like, this is the best day before summer ever. That's it. I don't even really remember it. And then I watched it again at uni. And the reason I remember it at uni, and the reason it's always stuck with me was because I love it.
Like, yeah.
I love the film.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's proper held up, because I watched it again last night.
Yeah.
And it's class.
Yeah.
And the reason I remember it was because, and if you had this at your uni, at Christmas, there would always be, it was called Daft Friday, right, at Glasgow Uni.
Glasgow Uni says Daft Fridays.
And at the union, there'd be an all-night party, basically. So you would go, so it would start at 8 p.m. and finish at 8 a.m., right.
Okay, right.
And it was the first kind of time that you'd had a chance. I mean, it's certainly the first time you'd had a chance to drink in somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
All night, because up until that point, like 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds don't get invited to that many lock-ins.
No.
So it was fucking class. And I'd been going out with someone, going out with a girl, and. We'd split up not that long before it. So you bought a ticket, and she went to another uni as well. So she was going to come with me, and then I had a spare ticket. And these things were like fucking gold dust. Right? They were like 60 quid, right?
So
time, that was a lot of money for anybody at uni. And so I was like, I need to get rid of this ticket, like I can't. And all my pals had tickets anyway.
Yeah.
And there was a guy, I can't even remember how I knew him. I knew him from one of my classes.
And, oh no, that's never a good start.
When I'd kind of put out the word, because you couldn't, like, there was no Facebook and shit, so you couldn't put it out to sell that. So I'd put it out to this, and I just asked about, and this guy went, I'll take it, right? And I should have realised the fact he didn't already have a ticket and realised why he didn't already have a ticket, right? Because, so you turned up, right? And not most folk, it was the first time I'd hired a kilt that I hadn't been at a family wedding. So it was the first time I'd personally hired a kilt. Like, normally beforehand at weddings, mum or dad would have sorted shit out.
Right.
And so I went and got the full kilt hire shit. And then me and my pals are all complete kilt suits, right? Bow ties, everything. This cunt, right? So at this point, I think I'm just giving him the ticket, right? I don't know that he's got fuck all other people to go with. So he decides he's going to hang out with me all night, right? Okay. And my pals are kind of going, who's this prick? And I'm too nice and I don't want the awkwardness of just telling them.
Yeah, I would do the same as you.
Piss off,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We're all in kilts. He turns up dressed as fucking Blade. Right. Like, he didn't black up or anything, but he was like proper fucking, he had the full length leather coat, right? A black shirt on, not even a fucking t-shirt. Black shirt, black trousers you would get for your first day at school. But it was just this, he was going to cut about in a hot nightclub all night with this black leather coat. And I was just like, so I had to hang about this guy all night. And then I ended up pulling a girl on the thing that I'd previously pulled before and took her back to my university room, right? And he was supposed to be crashing on my floor.
Oh, no.
Right? And I heard him knocking on my door while we were shagging. And I was like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, oh. I'll give you your black coat back in a minute. I'm using it now.
Oh, that's so grim.
That's why I've always remembered Blade.
Yeah, that's a pretty traumatic way to remember Blade. One of the most horrifying part of nearly all of that is the fact that you didn't have Facebook when you were in university.
I know.
So it started when I was in university. Like,
I don't know how that would...
I was like second year when I had my Facebook, right? But before that, and this is actually fucking pertinent to everything, right? Mm-hmm. I had Bebo and I started getting...
Bebo?
I was on Bebo, right? And I got nothing but like, I was getting hundreds and hundreds of requests when I was like 16 from like emo girls.
Right.
Like hundreds. Like, I was sitting there going like, fuck me, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm seemingly landing it with them. And then I found out it's because they all thought that I was a Twilight fan. Vampires. Because my name was Cullen. They thought I was like changing my name into like when Twilight first came out. So like I was like, God, Jesus Christ, it must be all in my well, it probably
you also have the complexion of the undead.
Yeah, I know. You can see all my vids. Like, but I am a vampire's dream. But like, you see clean through me. Oh my God.
Because like the idea again behind this podcast is we've got a film to talk about, but there's a good chance we might not actually even talk that much about the film.
It's loosely based.
It's a framing. It's because neither of us are arrogant enough or confident enough to be one of those like Kai and Sloss do, where let's just turn up and see what happens, guys. Come on. There's so much going on in our lives. Fuck all goes on in our lives. So if we had to do that, it would...
I rented a kilt, just as you said, renting the kilt.
We did. Yeah, we should talk about that very quickly.
Yeah.
Because you got an actual... Do you know what the wee knife's called?
I keep fucking up the name of it. I keep calling it a shillelagh. I know it's not.
It's not a shillelagh.
I know it's not, but
is that not a big thing that you bar people with?
Yes, it is.
A big stick. Yeah.
It's a wee shillelagh. I don't know what he called it.
Skeendoo.
That's what it is, yeah.
Skeendoo, aye.
Yeah, no harm, but I didn't know they existed until he was fitting me with it. And he was like tying the wee thing around my wee socks. And he was like, and then you fucking stick that knife. And I was like, is this part of it?
It's actually a pain in the arse. Because we're going to Slossy's wedding.
Yeah.
Daniel Slossy's wedding on Saturday. And they're actually a pain in the arse, skeendoos, because the thing, because you can't lose shit.
Yeah.
Because I take it you've been told you get to keep the socks.
No.
Ah, you get to keep the socks. No, they can't give... They can't like give the socks to anyone else.
Class.
And
well, I'll take this.
You'll probably get to keep the shirt as well.
That would be nice.
Aye.
It's a good shirt.
Is that a wee wing tip? Have you got a tie or have you got a bow tie?
Oh no, I got a regular tie. I did everything, but I didn't do the Austin Powers one.
Oh, the
it's not a cravat. It's not really a cravat, but the, you know, it's a different type of one. I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm going regular tie.
I bet there's some English bail-ins there.
Yeah, you have
with
a thing.
With a cravat on.
You were like, you're pushing it, but at least you're Irish. There's a kilt thing in it. Because you're waiting for some English person to come with a kilt.
Yeah.
And you're going to batter them.
I was down with Brett Vincent, who's going, he's a comedy promoter. And I was down staying with him in Liverpool. And I was asking him what he was wearing. He was just like three-piece suit. Mm. And I was like, he was like, I thought about the kilt. And I was like, did you, aye? And then he went, well, some people were wearing them. And I went, who? And he went, English people. And I went, not in my fucking watch. I would drag them out of that church.
I think Daniel's going to be aware as well that you would do that.
Oh, honest to God. I don't think it's ridiculous. I think, I wouldn't turn up to an English wedding as a modest answer. I'm not appropriating their culture. Going an English wedding. Going to get an English wedding. I better get my head shaved and wear a string vest. Can of Stella.
And UFC. Painted across my chest.
So you got the real knife.
I got, they stuck it in my pocket. I really had no idea what that was about. I thought he liked me. You take that with you. Slid it in my sock. You take that way, you'll need it. You'll need that, you sexy bastard. And he was like, are you right-handed? And I go, yeah. And he goes, put it in your left leg.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I was like, why? Is that supposed to be some sort of...
some cool move.
How much shanking does he think is going to happen at this wedding? Not enough, that's what I say.
Right, talk about Blade.
Before we talk about Blade, was that just you flipping the thing? Because I didn't know if the red light was like... a recording button went off in one.
No, it's...
That's all right. Fire on.
The opening scene.
Right.
Is one of the coolest things.
Well, last night I was like, oh my God, Eric, and people were up at this thing and I go, oh, the opening scene's one of the best. My favorite opening scenes. And then I turned it on and the opening scene was the birth scene.
Oh yeah, so it is. Yeah.
So I was sitting there going like, not this one, the second
shit,
scene.
Yeah, it is. Aye.
It was the birth scene, but it technically is. I mean, it goes into the same scene, but they, you know, when they were like, this is so good.
Yeah.
And I just saw them giving birth to a baby and they're like, God, Ryan, are you on something?
Aye. Because if you don't know, the storyline of Blade, just in case you haven't seen it, is basically vampires exist and Blade isn't a vampire. He's a half, like, because his mum, as it opens up with his mum's pregnant and she gets bitten by a vampire while she's pregnant and then she gives birth and Blade, who's her son, survives, but she dies, or does she? She doesn't die, she turns up later on. It's really weird. She tries to get off with him. Fucked up.
I forgot about that. That's one of those ones creeped up. Seemed like I blanked that out when I was a kid.
She could proper fight though, his mum.
She was scrappy.
She's still the same age as well.
I reckon Wesley Snipes' ma could fight. Never mind Blade. I reckon if you met like Marjorie Snipes, she'd be battering lads left, right and centre. No doubt about it.
When he gets sent down for tax evasion, just Marjorie Snipes taking out bailiffs.
Flinging them over people.
But aye, so he survives. And what it means is he's a half vampire, half human.
Yeah.
So he's got like all their powers, but not like they're none of their weaknesses. Like he can walk about in the day.
Yeah.
And he's called a daywalker.
Great name.
It sounds like a racial slur or a homophobic slur. Look at him as a daywalker.
They do say it about him as well in a racist type of
thing.
Which I get it. That's probably what they're meant to be doing, but it is quite funny because they kind of mutter it.
He's not part of the
fucking lazy daywalkers.
Fucking daywalkers coming out here during the day.
Taking all the jobs we can't do.
That is the opening scene. But then the next scene is in like a nightclub.
It blew my mind that the guy, the human that's brought into the nightclub, is the dude from The Shield.
Is he?
He's one of the dudes from The Shield, one of the four. I didn't even notice it till last night. Like I watched it and I was just like, it blew my mind. I haven't seen him in anything else. And I was like, God, never put two and two together.
What I love about that guy is, the porn star Tracy Lords is in it.
Okay.
And I don't remember her from her seminal works. Which one is she? Is she the chick at the start that drags the guy into the club?
Is she the blonde chick
that hangs about with Stephen Dorff the whole time?
I don't know.
I need to find that out.
It's one of the two.
We'll do that later on. what I love about that guy is because he gets dragged in by this chick that he's obviously met, and he's like, she's dragging him past like bodies hanging.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Being drained of blood.
And he goes, and what's that?
He's so horny. He doesn't even question it. He's just like, I don't care what kind of mad shit's going on here.
He does
I'm
turn
down
it,
for anything.
He just double looks at one. Oh, what's this? Why are we in a meat factory?
Yeah, yeah. And then she takes him in, and it's class because there's proper techno.
Yeah, it's some of the best. It's some of the best soundtracks in general.
The vampires are going fucking mental.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just start spraying blood.
Well, they're quite rude to him first of all. Before the blood sprays, they're all just shoving it.
They are
leaving.
Very...
They're all leaving the shoulder in on him, and he's walking around going.
Certainly put me off vampires.
Hi, vampire nightclubs look class.
They do look class.
There's like two nightclub scenes in it, and both nightclubs look good.
Aye, because when he goes to it's like the fucking Yakuza. The Yakuza, hanging about. That's a cool. But
the spraying of the blood, though.
Aye.
This is why I checked what year it was, too, because I was like, was this after the AIDS crisis? Because that would have been, a bad mistake. They drained the wrong dude. Fucking spread it out over all the vampires. I think it was okay in 98. I don't know.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, my Lord.
Age-ridden vampire. Even thinner than
you
normal.
You stupid. You should have known. Who did you drain? All really angry at it. One dude.
Just Tom Hanks from Philadelphia. Just stop like that.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Do you know what? There's a nightclub in Newcastle that I think it's actually called Gotham or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, that sounds
and
great.
And it's near the train station, it's opposite the train station.
And that doesn't sound so great.
Every time I pass it, I've never gone into it. But every time I've passed it after doing gigs, it does look like it looks like the nightclub for Blade.
Oh, great!
Because it's plain techno, and it's just full of Geordies, so it looks proper.
Nice, draining Sunderland fans.
Aye.
Spreading the blood everywhere. Some of them licking it. They're just like ah.
And the nightclub's owned by the main vampire dude, Frost.
Oh, fuck. I thought you meant Newcastle as well.
No.
Deacon Frost.
Yeah.
Did you read a bit of trivia about who was supposed to play him?
No.
Do you know who the original part of Deacon Frost was supposed to be? Not Stephen Dorff. It was Jet Li.
Oh, that would have been
that would have been way better. He's like, you could take or leave Stephen Dorff.
Aye.
Jet Li, but he turned it down eventually because he wanted to do Lethal Weapon 4 or something, was he?
Oh, good choice.
Do you think it's a good choice?
Oh, it's a terrible choice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I didn't remember. First of all, I was like, was he in Lethal Weapon 4? I don't remember it enough. So, yeah.
What else has Stephen Dorff been in? I can't think of him in anything else.
No, it's one of those ones you look at it and go like...
Oh. He's quite cool.
He's quite
what he sounds like.
I'd checked out Wesley Snipes' thing before his TV work, right? And just before we go, the funniest one that ever popped up is 1997, so a year before Blade. Before this, on TV, Wesley Snipes did Have Happily Ever After, Fairy Tales for Every Child, where he played the Pied Piper.
What?
He played the Pied Piper.
Is this after Demolition Man as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, it would have been after Demolition Man. He's done some weird stuff. Like, right after Blade 3, he did, like, 9 direct-to-video movies. I'm like, what? Was that... That must have been during the legal thing, just happened right after that.
I love Wesley Snipes.
Oh, how could you not?
He's absolute class. He's class in this. He's class because he knows it's a bit shite.
No.
Like, there's so many bits where... This is a bit where he's, like, in the club at the start, and he's got, like, that, you know, that... Ninja star thing. It's a circular thing, and he just fucking spins it around the room. But before he does it, he just does a big grin to the camera and then just fucking... And then there's a bit at the end where he's fighting Deacon Frost. And by this point, Deacon Frost has become like the ultimate vampire. And he's got his sword and he chops him in half. And then he goes up like a jack in the box and then the blood just brings him back together. And Snipes just looks at the camera and just goes... It's like absolute brilliant. Like,
it's as if they filmed that he wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
How'd you do that? It's like you could see the CGI before it happened. There's a part in that part at the start, you know, after he throws the boomerang too, where he pins one of the vampires up against the wall with two things, right? And he sets him on fire. But the police and all come, you know, and they walk in. The police and the firemen come in and they just go like, here, just put him out.
Yeah.
And nobody's freaking out that there's a man burning alive. The two firemen literally walk up and go, like, no urgency whatsoever. Aye. Go, shh, you know.
But is that not because you find it later on?
Some of them would know that he's probably vampires.
Because the vampires own the police as well. Well, you find out that the vampires, like...
A familiar. I've got a lot of familiar energy, I think.
What, pals with vampires?
Aye.
In the hope that you'll become a vampire.
And they're just like, we're not doing it for you, mate. You'll never get the promotion. I just feel like they're, you know, like you see in all those, like what we do in the shadows.
Aye.
The dude, yeah, I'd be one of them, that woman begging. God, please. God, please. I don't want to get old. I want to be comedy vampire.
What do you think of vampires in general?
Never, no, like, they're Irish, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah, Bram Stoker.
I thought they were
Bram
Stoker. Romanian.
That's where they are. That's where they're
Transylvanian. Right? They're
male or Irish. I'm pretty
Bram
sure.
Bram Stoker's Irish.
Yeah, Bram Stoker's. Yeah, yeah. Dracula. Yeah, Bram Stoker's from Wicklow.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I think that's where they kind of say it comes from. I don't think it is. You know, I think there must be some sort of, like, folklore or some shit. I presume Dracula's the first of them. I presume, like, there wasn't vampire. He came up with Dracula, so I presume.
Aye. But, so why did he make it? I just assume he make it more exotic to put them in Transylvania rather than Kilkenny.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it'd be so crap if they were from Killarney.
Oh, no. Sure, no, there's the flat tippies.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Going on away with yourself, you fucking big tooth bastard.
We were good at the dead people. We did make Halloween as well, sure. Halloween's Irish holiday.
Is it? Jesus Christ.
We did Halloween. We are good at making holidays. We have Paddy's Day and Halloween.
Aye.
Halloween, though, just got like, because it was whatever, Iha Hauna is what Irish was.
Aye.
All Hallows' Eve. Yeah. It was Irish. Halloween's an Irish holiday.
Wow.
We don't claim that one as much. We claim that fucking everything
and
that.
Witchcraft and shit.
Aye.
The Irish would have.
We had a lot of pagans going wild, you know.
Aye.
Don't know about vampires now.
Aye. I don't know. Like,
I don't like that many vampire films as well, dude. I think they're boring.
Aye, they are quite, because they're quite a kind of, I don't know if this is just because of Twilight and like that show True Blood or anything.
Okay.
I think they're kind of for like kind of teenage lassies just to get excited about like, because I mean they are good, like they should be good looking because they don't age.
Right, yeah, so that's a good start. Yeah.
They should look class.
Yeah.
But there's also that kind of pale skin, bony kind of thing. You don't get many fat vampires.
Heroin chic.
Apart from that big, massive, fat cunt that's in this.
Oh, right.
Which is a bizarre bit.
What? That was off-putting.
It's weird.
I have a couple of questions about that, right? Because the guy's, it's just a massive, like, blob of a vampire sitting in. He's looking at televisions around the place. But where does he get blood?
Does he
fucking order just eat?
They must just deliver
getting
it
in steaks, just all of them bloody as hell.
Because he's like the IT guy. So I like the way they make the big fat unattractive one the IT guy as well. He's got a big squeaky voice as well.
I was just, all I could think about though was the food. I was just like, he clearly doesn't move in the thing.
Aye. And the chick,
Grava. Can I have a honky burger and a couple of flesh fingers? No garlic dip. I had to stress that enough.
And like, it'd be one of those typical fat folk that go to McDonald's. Can I get three honky burgers?
A honky burger?
A large flesh fries and a blood zero, please. Blood picture of the blood zero. What, watching my weight.
Lack of iron. No iron. Oh, honky burger.
Because like I don't. This is what I don't understand about because the guy that Frost's idea is that he's going to awaken like the ultimate vampire.
Aye.
And then they're going to get rid. His idea is to get rid of all the humans. But then surely they've got no food.
You reckon he's just going to kill so everyone and then go?
This was an error.
Fucked it.
Can they drink animals? You never see a vampire draining an animal.
No, you don't.
What I don't understand, right, is if he does kill those vampires,
yeah,
do they keep some behind or do they farm humans?
Now you're getting into the nitty gritty.
Because then eventually you'll get some arsehole who's going to be a vegan vampire.
A vegan vampire.
Because there must.
Oh yeah, okay.
Because like we eat food.
Well, Blade's kind of a vegan vampire, isn't he? Because he has to.
Aye, he is. Until he gets to when the Karen chick he hangs about with, she says to get his strings back. She allows him to go, and he fucking goes at her like
he takes his top off. So I don't want to get this dirty.
Yeah. Aye, she lets him.
You're gonna. She's like, you better take your top off for him. Aye. She's like, why? You'll get blood on it. You want to get blood on it.
But he loves it.
Yeah.
Imagine most vegans would be like, if...
They fucking go what?
If you gave them like a steak or something.
And said nobody's watching.
And then they would go... And then they'd be like Blade when he's just going...
Yeah, he proper was... Yeah, it looked like he was entering as well. It was... She really loved torturing that big dude.
She did.
She got real into it very quickly.
Because you get a UV torch and she just burns him like burns him to death.
Like, so you'd be like...
The problem I have with vampires is... Because I forgot you could kill them with silver because I thought that was... werewolves. I always thought about vampires was... You can... Not that you can kill them. The stake through the heart's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's the other stuff that they can't, like that. The garlic, you kind of go.
I love in the show. They just go. Remember in the movie too. He's just like, oh, you know, crosses don't do shit to them. That's a lot of bullshit. Yeah. Garlic though.
Garlic. Why garlic? And sunlight. You go, what are you, ginger? Like what? Is that, you know, you're like, because they are sexy. So the question I had for you, right? Of all, like, you know, because Dracula, like, classic film monster, you know, when Hammer Horror are making all the film.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't particularly think the vampires are that sexy.
Okay.
Of all the movie monsters of that kind of genre, classic movie monsters, right, you can't bring, like, modern ones in.
Aye.
Which would you pump?
Can it be a vampire still?
It can be a vampire. So well, if you're what about
Kate Beckinsale in Underworld?
Oh, no, not a specific vampire.
Okay, if no, it had to be an actual, like, just a generic.
Told, you get told, like, pick vampire, you don't get to pick which vampire.
Okay.
So it could be Kate Beckinsale.
But the odds are against me.
Or it could be the big, massive fat fucker.
Okay, right. This, right. Right. What is the sexiest in general?
Yes. Because I've got theories.
Okay, you got theories. You thought of this. All right, yeah. I'm going to go like a wee goblin.
You got a wee goblin.
Why can't I fuck a wee goblin?
Because there's no, that's not like one of the classic films, just, wee goblin.
They're wee funny dudes. Like, you may as well make a laugh of it.
Didn't expect you to say that at all.
Goblin, a wee goblin. Right, what about, a ghost.
I got that. Now you can. Now you can have a ghost.
I'll have ghost.
Right.
Why would I do that? I would get no joy out of it.
I know. Why?
Maybe that's it. Does it count?
I'll give you ghost. Because I wouldn't. Vampires, I wouldn't.
Right.
Werewolf, no. Because it's a limit. Because werewolves only turn into werewolves whenever there's a full moon. And I don't know how many full moons there are every month. But I reckon two.
I don't know.
So then you're only shagging twice a month.
Okay.
So then you're basically married then.
Okay. So you're like banging a werewolf, like marriage.
So werewolf, no. Frankenstein, no.
Right.
However, a blowjob from Frankenstein. Because you could grab the wee bolts. go to town, right?
Put a cup of tea on their head because it's so flat.
So I'm going Invisible Man.
Like the Hollow Man?
Yes. Because it's a lovely wee surprise, right? Imagine if you get up in the morning, right? And you've got your morning glory hard on. Right. You're walking to the bathroom. Whoop, suddenly, Invisible Man's been standing there. Playing a wee prank on you, suddenly he's positioned himself just to.
Oh, it's so fucked.
You just land in the Invisible Man as you're walking to the bathroom. Every day would be a laugh with the Invisible Man.
So you didn't give me Goblin because you wanted a laugh as well.
No, you can have Goblin. I was just saying Goblin wasn't one of the classic.
I think it's classic.
Horror people.
No, there isn't. There's no Goblin movies.
You could have had the Swamp Troll. Thing. I'd have given you that.
I don't want to do the Swamp
You could
thing.
Have had Zombies. Smells. You could have had a zombie.
Just my own type.
Another theory about the Invisible Man.
Okay.
I was thinking about this in the car on the way over. I think that's maybe why, you know, when, and it's like a classic trope of compares in stand-up. Okay. Whenever you meet a doctor and they go, oh, what's the funniest thing you've ever found up someone's arse?
Oh, yeah.
I reckon, how gutting would it be, right, if invisible people did exist and see all those folk that go and they go, how come you've got a light bulb up your arse? And they go, I genuinely just landed on it. And the doctor's like, I just landed on it. What if that's the Invisible Man having a laugh?
Shoving something?
No, not even shoving.
Just
right?
up.
So somebody's walking along, right?
Yeah.
On a building site.
Oh, they've fallen.
Invisible Man's there doing his apprenticeship, right? And he's somebody and he's like, I'm going to laugh here, right? Yeah. Guy's going for a shite and he manages to position himself with like a spanner.
Yeah.
Or a wrench, trips the guy up. The guy inadvertently lands on it. Straight up the hoop, and then goes to the doctor, and now looks like a pervert because he's got a wrench up his arse.
And what does the Invisible Man follows him the whole way to see the whole payoff himself in the corner?
Probably, aye.
Can you hear the Invisible Man laughing?
Just I don't know.
Tears in the corner. What? Who's laughing?
Another one.
What about like, you know, I had a bit that I tried once on stage that was not like it, but it didn't think right. I said if I was a ghost, what I would do is. Anytime I'd wait till someone hanged themselves and then I'd put an orange in their mouth and pull their trousers down. Every single person. It would completely ruin the image you have of the guy. The guy was just sad and he was like, oh, their parents find them. Oh, fuck's sake.
Just adults or children as well?
Oh, anybody.
Because that's already a harrowing time for a parent. If their kids died and then walk in and they go... How did your 8-year-old die? Strangle wank.
But you know what the worst part of it is? I didn't think it through because they would come back as a ghost and just be like, what the fuck? What the fuck, man?
But like, then you could then go, and now you have to carry on the legacy.
He would carry on the legacy for 10 years and then be like, why am I doing this? Why the fuck am I doing this? You know you're chatting about that woman too, by the way, in Blade.
Karen is her name.
Karen. Right. I read she was meant to be white, but Wesley demanded.
Good man.
Fair play, Wesley. Was like, good I'm not thinking Wesley. That shit. You know, when he was pissed off when everybody was like, Black Panther's the first black
superhero.
And he was like, fucking
kidding
me.
I know.
I did it back in 98.
Yeah.
There was a part where she gets bitten, remember? And they're trying to help her. When he first bring her back, she gets bitten, right?
Yeah.
And Blade's mate, what do you call him?
Whistler.
Starts like, injecting her, right? And he starts, I'm injecting you with blah blah blah. It's just basically garlic.
Aye.
And then he just turns to Blade and goes, she might not make it through the night. I was like, of course not. You syringed garlic into her. Kind of a fucking, she's a doctor.
Quid, I know.
She's gonna be like, don't fucking say, don't inject me with it. Yeah. She might not make it through the night.
She's not French.
The whole movie, though, was him giving her different wrong timelines. He's like, she won't make it through the night.
Yeah.
You've got about 6 more hours.
Yeah.
2 days and you're fucked. Yeah. He got it wrong the entire time. He just constantly get it wrong.
Chris Christopherson that plays him.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He's just a human as well. He's just a human that hates vampires.
Yeah, pure
one
bitterness.
One rocked up to his house and bit all his family.
So he's just lived his life now.
Aye.
It's an arrangement.
Yeah.
He builds the weapons. I just kill them.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I use them. Yeah. My dad loves Chris Christopherson.
Yeah.
My dad doesn't like music. He tells us all the time. He thinks music's shite, which is such
a broad statement.
I don't like music. He likes three things, right? He likes one album by Queen, Night at the Opera.
Right, the one with Bohemian Rhapsody on it.
Huh? Yeah, he likes Night at the Opera. He likes some Randy Newman songs.
Oh, aye.
And then he likes Kris Kristofferson. And I was like, you ever see Blade? And he goes, no, Ryan. And I go, Kris Kristofferson? And he just basically went, no, he's not. And I go, well, I swear he is. Like, I mean, it's easily proven. Nah, he's not an actor.
he's been in loads of shit. No,
you don't even. This is Eugene, like.
I don't think I've ever heard any of Kris Kristofferson's music.
Is it like easy on a Sunday morning? Is that not him?
Easy like Sunday morning?
No.
It's Lionel Richie, you tit.
Oh, whoa.
It's technically the Commodores, but.
I know that. Lionel Richie. Yeah, it was.
Lionel Richie was the lead singer of the Commodores.
You're fucking joking me. I don't like Lionel Richie. I love the Commodores.
You ever wonder why he does a load of Commodore stuff?
I didn't know he was just a big fan. You know, like the dude from Stone Sour singing all Slipknot.
This is what we're saying, because he was the first black superhero.
Mm.
This is the first Marvel film.
Oh, yeah.
First ever Marvel film.
So straight in. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Technically, I was reading, this saved Marvel. So Marvel up until this point just made comics.
Yeah.
Right? And this mid-90s, I'm not, like, I love the comic book films, but I wasn't a huge comic book fan when I was a wee boy. But apparently the mid-90s weren't a great time for comics. There was nothing big happening.
Right? Okay, right.
And particularly for Marvel, I think Batman and Superman at DC were doing all right. But because I think that's about, I don't know what timelines is, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Folk will get raging at this, but
that is,
I think that was
the
time when, like, Batman was proper dark and all the Mark Miller shit came
out.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Marvel was dying in its arse. So they set up these studios, and the first one they made was Blade. Because they couldn't, I think they'd already, I don't know if they'd given away the rights to, like, Spider-Man and that already.
Okay.
All the big ones that they had. Because they don't actually have that many well-known, I suppose X-Men was probably the most. Because this was,
Before Avengers?
Blade,
and all that.
Blade was even before the X-Men. So this was like the first Marvel superhero film, and basically saved the company.
So they put their future in Wesley Snipes' hands.
Yeah,
of all people.
Yeah, I think it was like a proper Hail Mary kind of. Let's just make this.
Great.
And
that worked out.
It made enough money to keep them alive, so you wouldn't have the Marvel Cinematic Universe as it is now.
So they should bring him back.
Wesley Snipes. If he's not in the new one.
They furious recast him. I know who he is.
They recast him, aye. But
I can't know if I'm wrong in this. Did it not like stop production or something?
It's because of writer's strike.
Oh, is it? All right.
I think that's fucked.
Who is it? Marshall Ali?
Aye. I think that's
far too shafted. Good of an actor.
I know.
It's such a difference to like Wesley Snipes. No harm. I love Wesley, but like, you know.
Yeah, I think the writer's strike shafted a lot of Marvel films.
This will annoy you, right? 5,000 Americans identify as vampires.
That's not actually as many as I would expect.
Did you not? Because you thought it would be more like the Jedi's?
I thought it would be into the hundreds of thousands anyway. Like,
you think it would be hundreds of thousands that write down vampire on their census?
How many people live in America?
Like 200,000.
200,000
people. I don't know. What is the 300 a million?
331 million. Well done. 331 million.
I could have brought that back.
So 5,000 out of 331 million isn't that many.
All right. Okay. I see your point.
I expect it. I bet it was higher when Twilight was out.
Yeah, oh God, yeah, Jesus Christ, obviously, when I think about it, yeah, people were fucking tattooing Robert Patterson to their chest.
Aye.
You know?
Well,
it was a creepy film too. I've seen one of them.
I've never seen that.
They imprint, did you know this? It's pure, the most pedo thing I've ever seen in the world. Like, so like the werewolves.
I very much doubt that.
That's
the most pedo thing you've ever seen
ever see. Dark web or anything. Twilight. there's a part where he looks at kids, like the werewolves in Twilight look at like kids and go like, I'm going to love that person. Woody Allen did. Right. So they imprint. So they're like, no matter what happens, they're like, that's my woman. They're like three, I'll come back when she's 18. It's pretty weird.
Seriously?
Genuinely, it's a whole part of it. Yeah.
Well, they pick someone out and they go,
I think that's what I'm pretty, yeah, I can't remember I watched like the third one, that's part one.
Mental.
Yeah, yeah. But you're watching it and I'm like, did they just slip this through the, you know, yeah, imprinting. They just look at the kid and go like, I'm going to look, that's my woman.
Wow.
You know, point them out like, see that kid, that cradle, I'll be back for you.
Jesus Christ, how did this film become massive?
Aye, it's a very sexy film, that's why. Very sexy film. The one I saw, horses are through the bed in Brexit.
What?
Aye, he just snaps the bed, like, he's banging her and he just, like, snaps the whole bed into bits because he's, like, a vampire.
Oh,
right. Got that vampire strength, you know. Poor woman's in bits by the end of it. There's an excellent part, by the way, in Blade when he walks into like a room full of like computers. Did you see that? We're all like just like basically clearly archives, and he goes, "Some kind of archives." Yeah. It's the most obvious thing in the world.
There's a sign behind him saying "archive room."
There's only an archive room. It's like me walking into a library. Some sort of archives. This so fucking good.
They don't seem that bothered because in that room there's all the vampire Bible. And there's all pages of it, but they're pristinely kept behind glass cases.
Oh, aye.
And then Blade just chucks over the vampire's room. Nobody seems that bothered about the fact that their ancient text has just been destroyed.
He slaps so many women in that film.
They're vampires.
Is it okay to hit vampire women?
Yeah.
You just wreck it because they're going to bite you?
Aye, because they're not humans anymore. They're not.
No, it's a good point. But I feel like some people would like lean into it. Like, they're not humans. Let off some steam. A couple of wife beaters. Get themselves a vampire to bite up. He actively goes for them, like overhand rights, like straight from the off. He doesn't even flinch. It's like Colin Farrell in most of his movies.
The fight scenes proper held up.
They do. The swords as well. Like,
they really hold up, man.
The ashes when they turn sometimes look bad and sometimes look good, but that's fine.
The only bit that looks shite, because I don't think it's that bad with where he stabs them and then they burn up and turn into dust. The only two bits that have dated in terms of special effects, when he's calling up, so he gets all the other vampires, he needs like 12 vampires.
Oh, yeah. 12
vampires as sacrifices, and then he needs Blade's blood because he's the Daywalker.
Yeah.
And then he puts him through some bizarre Tetris style machine that goes up the wall.
Oh,
and then
it all
gathers in one big circle, and then it drops a bit of blood on his forehead.
Yeah.
The special effects on that, they don't even use, like, they use a computer generated drop of blood.
Just use blood.
And it looks shite. That and the bit where all the vampires are getting hit by lightning.
Oh, yeah.
And the big vampire's coming. And then like winged skeletons crawl out of their mouth and fly away.
I fucking forgot about that.
It looks awful.
And they fly through them and everything. Yeah. They don't even need to do that.
No, it looks pish.
Because they made the bones come out, and then next thing they're ghost bones because they can fly through them or whatever. I'm like, what's going on here?
But that's the only bit. But the fight scenes definitely stack up.
Straight from the
off. Also, right, do you reckon, how much of this film do you reckon The Matrix took?
It is that, I suppose that, I don't know if that's...
Because it's pre-Matrix. Probably,
it looks like it's the same, I don't even know the name of the fight style. You know, the close combat fight style is probably the exact same karate. Fight style.
I think it's called karate.
It's not. I did karate. That's not karate. Karate is walking up and down a fucking community center for 2 hours going, hoo!
Because the fight, right, so, because the fight scenes, right, and the techno music...
And the
exact same look. And there's a bit where he's in the park and the guy Frost is holding like a wee girl
possibly
as a hostage.
Funniest movie scene of all time.
And he just launches her at a bus.
Like, he launches her clean through like a hot dog stand or something. Like, he didn't even kill her. I thought he was going to kill her or else let her go if he didn't care, but he just fucking launches her right over his shoulder. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it looks exactly. Like a, chucks it away. Like,
so basically, they were like, they turned a little Asian kid into a bullet
in the Matrix. Yeah. But in that scene, where because they're having a standoff, and one bit I'll get to in a minute, which I think is fucking ridiculous as well, but they're having a standoff, Frost and Blade, and he's like offering Blade a truce.
Yeah.
So he says, like, come and join us and we'll rule the world. And Blade goes, fuck you. And then Blade tries to shoot him and it goes in slow motion. And he does that backward thing that Neo does in The Matrix where the bullet goes past motion. So I'm like, that. This is, and the bit at the end where Blade shows up to the bit and there's all those security guards come out with guns and Blade just faces off to them. And there's techno playing, and I'm like, this is literally The Matrix.
Just propeller heads for The Matrix. Yeah.
It's literally the same thing.
It's a good point.
What I don't like about that bit, because you only find out halfway through that the vampires can put on sunscreen to protect themselves during the day, and I'm like, bruh.
That was nonsense, because they're drying that dude out to like kill him and the thing. But like, if you're a vampire and sunscreen help, you just wear sunscreen every day anyway, just as a base.
Exactly. What kind of sunscreen is this?
Also, they just put
factor 50,000. Jesus Christ.
They just put on like black jeans and a bike helmet.
Yeah, I know.
Drive off. But their necks were all exposed. I was like, come on, they're taking fucking.
Because you actually see her in the car putting it on, Frost, like ladling on this sunscreen. I'm like,
yeah, the top of his head would burn.
Because sunscreen's expensive. Like,
you reckon the vampires will go broke on sunscreen?
I've got this list of things, right? I'll try and bring this up every single week we do this.
Okay.
Because I think about it most days. I've got a list, and I've actually written it down. I've got a list of things that cost more than they should. Right?
Right.
So, Hoovers. There's no reason why the fuck do Hoovers cost that amount? Like, you can't get a cheap Hoover.
Okay,
you'd think, like, so it's just a machine. Like, I've seen Hoovers that cost more than like the cameras that we're using to film this. How's that possible? It's literally an engine with a tube to suck up stuff. Why are they so expensive? Right, so that's one. Printer ink. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Right. Sun cream's another one.
So you think sun cream? Yeah, it is actually, in fairness, because I think
sun cream should be cheap as shit.
It's like $6.99 sometimes. You're looking for a wee tube.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, I take the little travel one. Will that do me?
Yeah. It's one of those things. My pal lives in New Zealand, and he says that in the office he works in, there's just dispensers of sun cream. You know, like we had during COVID, where they're like hand sanitizer dispensers. They just have them for sun cream because they know, if people aren't protected up the ass, then there'll be so many people off that the company will end up folding because everyone's got sunburn and sunstroke.
Imagine that your company was folded because you got sunburned. Everyone got sunburned.
What took you down? Financial crash, sunstroke, a heat wave.
Went up to 20. Yeah,
so sun cream, I think, should be.
Sun cream, Hoovers.
They fucking know they're at it. Like, they know, because they know people will only go on holiday for 2 weeks of the year in Britain. And they know they'll go to Spain or Greece, something like that. And they know that you'll be panic buying normally at the airport as well. And you go, fuck, we don't have sun cream because we don't use it every day. It's not part of our daily, although it should be part of your daily routine. My wife uses sun cream every day on her face.
In case a holiday breaks out.
Never wants to get caught short.
You don't want to get caught short. You want to be ready at all times.
It's the middle of November. Well, never know.
You turn around, she's already got a book in the state. Shall we?
Oh, class.
I had one more scene in my head. Do you have another scene you wanted to talk about? I had one thing that I found ridiculous in it. There was a subtle scene near the end of the movie when, you know, she worked as a doctor, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part where they come back, Blade comes back with Whistler, whatever, and Karen just goes, I just visited my old friends. I got some equipment from the hospital.
and the house, the whole garage is full of hospital
medical equipment. Yeah,
there's fucking A&E's yeah. completely empty. So yeah. where the fuck's our CAT scanner? Yeah. She must have lugged it herself as well. There was none out there. The fucking really, hospital is an absolute disarray. All the machines
really, do you
gone.
Really need the wheelchair as well, Karen? You sure you're just not thieving stuff in the hospital? She just
thieves half the fucking thing. They're all like, I'm sweet.
Also, why would they... They'd be like, where the fuck have you been, Karen? You're literally... She's like the blood expert for the hospital. You're like, with the fucking haemophiliac dying left, right and centre here, Karen. Where have you been? You just turn up to borrow a machine.
Also, when Blade took her hostage, the police just opened fire on both of them. He lifted her up and went, she was bleeding as a hospital, and they went, freeze! And they just started... They went freeze and just opened. That's because he's black. Yeah. I realise now. But they went fucking flying out. Absolutely. And then he just ran at the window and fucking chucked her.
Yeah, he just chucked her, yeah.
chucked her across
and
two buildings.
And he jumps himself. It's class.
Very good.
There's two, before we go, there's two lines that Wesley Snipe is just... The one's the last line. Not the last line of the... No, the last line of the film because he turns up in Moscow. Oh, yeah. At the end to get some of those communist vampires.
Tommy Blue.
What he says before he gets into the proper fight with... Because that's cool. Like, the line earlier on is before they go into like the Japanese mafia club, she says to him all this kind of shit, like, oh, how many is there going to be and all this kind of stuff. And he goes, there's worse things out tonight than vampires. And she goes, what? Me. Yes. And then the other one. So the way he kills Frost is he's got like this. Now, is it your serum or is it that shit she's made? Because she finds a way to explode vampires.
I thought it was that.
By putting like blood clotting agent into the.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was what it was. Was
but,
it a mix?
But he's got because he's got a shitload of them in his wee belt, so it probably is.
Yeah.
So then he gets that, it's stuck in like a crack in the roof, and then he gets that down. And then he just fucking launches them at, oh, because that Frost guy's jumping at him and he just launches six of them at him. And he's got one left.
That's right.
And the way he delivers it, so he chucks it up and then roundhouse kicks it into his forehead. And you're like, oh, yes. But the line where he goes, some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill. Like, yeah.
Fucking great.
It's such a cool line. I'm like,
that's excellent. I love it. You can't beat that for a game over.
I hope Snipes just improvised that on the day.
Man, we're keeping that up.
I've been wanting to use this for years. I couldn't use it in that 9-part thing when I played the Pied Piper. Some motherfuckers always trying to slither uphill.
Have you ever seen Pete Holmes's bit where he's like improvising, people improvising lines? He's like in the end of... what do you call it? Hannibal Lecter, Silence of the Lambs. You know, he's like, I had a liver with some whatever, fava beans.
Fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Yeah, yeah. He says, you can tell that maybe that was like the third one. Like he was like winging the mouth. They're like, get on down. He's like, no, take it again. winging them out until one works. Lady Gaga's got the worst ever one. I hope that has that ice skating uphill does have like that feel that it could be improvised because you don't feel like somebody would have just wrote that.
Yeah.
So my favorite one was Lady Gaga during House of Gucci, one of the worst films you'd ever watch in your life. Right, was in it, and she afterwards was like really wanted an Oscar. Essentially, she was really bigging up her own performance on everything. Right, and she was like, do you know that scene where I go, you know, father, son, House of Gucci. It was improvised. And everybody was just like, aye, obviously it was fucking shit.
Is that what she says? Oh, Jesus, that's
father,
awful.
Father, son, and House of Gucci.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, oh, Jesus. I'm never going to watch that film.
It's like one of the worst things. It's very funny when Jared Leto's character, because the most racist thing you'll ever see. It's like Super Mario. He's like an Italian. He says the words, ah. He goes, ah, they're like my dreams draped in lycra.
And it's a Mia Gucci.
It's so bad. Oh, Jared.
Right. Now, this.
We have another next week's film.
Next week's film, yeah. What is it?
So we're clearing this, right? From now on, it has to be, we have to bring a physical copy right here.
To be fair, I was going to bring the physical copy of Blade as well.
Okay, so right, from now, it has to be physical. That is funny, because that means...
And we're gonna keep them. We're going to keep them all in storage somewhere. And eventually, right. one of you lucky Patreons down the line, we'll get a shitload of DVDs as a prize.
And the DVD player should probably bin them.
There's another thing. I'm adding that to the fucking list. Because I was like...
DVD players.
Because I'm traveling, right? And laptops don't have a DVD. You can't play a DVD on a laptop anymore, right?
Okay.
Right, so I was like, I'm not buying the DVD for £1. Luckily, Blade was on Sky, which I also don't pay for. But but I was like, if I'm traveling and I want to watch it, I'm going to get myself one of those portable DVD players.
Okay.
Right? And I was like, much you reckon? Now that nobody uses DVDs anymore, everybody's chucked it in much.
I agree with you. Like,
£80. What? £80 for a non-existent. It's not,
yeah,
like,
it's not a medium dead.
It's not even going into like retro stuff anymore. It just doesn't get used.
Yeah, you would get it if it was like a cassette player or a vinyl record player or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
you'd be like, all right, cool. They've got a bit of.
Aye.
Nobody gives a fuck about. Oh, me CDs.
£80.
I collected DVDs and now I'm like ashamed of it.
Aye. I'm not buying it. I would buy it, but then I'm not sitting on a train spending £80 for some people to look and go, that guy know you don't have to watch DVDs anymore? Like, he's got a phone. Why is he not watching shit on that? Like
Blu-ray as well. Blu-ray, oh, DVD. God. That they died for.
Yeah,
well, they died but like, I mean, it was like, they were like, we'll put all our money into this. And then 6 months later, they went, all right, we don't need these at all.
Aye.
But I cheated in my film in the fact that I'm getting it from the Prime members special offer 99-cent movie.
Oh, that'll fight that. Do you know what? That's allowed in the rules now as well. Then, but then we're not giving money to charity anymore. We're giving money to Jeff Bezos.
Well, let's try and find, because we can find them on eBay and Amazon and stuff. Aye. Shite films for really cheap, right?
Aye. And they don't need to be shite films.
Oh no, mine's isn't a shite film. Mine is a good one. I was delighted, and I'll give you because I had it on tape. Okay, right. And when I was a kid, and it was revolutionary because of the actual, it was one of the first ones where you could do that thing, you know, you flip it and something happens, you know, those like...
Oh, like a hologram kind of
thing. A hologram thing. Can you think of what was a famous hologram first tape?
Is that a sci-fi film?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Genuinely no idea.
It was, and you could blow up the White House doing it.
So Independence Day. Yes.
Yes.
Class choice.
I used to have like a tape and you could do like Independence Day. You could just blow up the White House. I just sat there all day going, bye-bye.
Oh, yes.
Nice one, Bush.
Right. Class.
So next week's Independence Day.
Right. Cheers. That's us. See you later
Thank
on.
Thank you.
Bye.